Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah! You ready for me to take a little of that yeah out of your step, Al? You ready? I just saw something on the crawl on SportsCenter right now. You ready?
What happened?
The Arizona Cardinals are 8-1 on the road this year. How
wow.
about that?
Wow.
Yeah. Best in the NFL.
They went 8-1 on the road?
3-5 at home, 8-1 on the road. Or, yeah, that's right. 3-5 at home, 8-1 on the road. So the idea, and think about it, when they played each other both times, the road team
sure.
won both times.
Mm-hmm.
The road team won both times. So we'll see. Lots of Ram stuff coming up in a bit. I want to read you
well,
a tweet.
But before you go any further, how about this? Just some of the games that they won on the road, okay?
Uh-huh.
They won at Tennessee to start off the season.
Yep.
They won at the Rams. Obviously, that was, I think, week 4. Just want to see if they have any other games that were against playoff teams. At San Francisco, they won.
Sure.
At Seattle, they won. And then the other ones were Chicago. And then the out Cowboys game. So they got
– these four are not, playoff. That's four
I was
playoff
gonna
teams
say, these
on
are,
the road.
These are good wins.
Yeah.
And I know the way they ended the season, they lost – for their last 5 games, but what's kind of crazy is that one win was against the Cowboys on the road.
Explain that one. They're a weird team. They're a good team, but they're a weird team. I have no idea what we're going to get. Other than it's going to be a pretty close game. Big E just sent us a tweet out, and I think this is good because I like this. And this is not something that we've pushed really hard. I think it's happened pretty organically. Big E writes, hold up. When Trav says damn about your In-N-Out order, it must be a huge order. That goes back to Justin in Sacramento who called in during Ask Slee. I like that when people call this show, they just voluntarily proffer up their In-N-Out order when they get right. Like, hey, Justin in Sacramento, you're on. And he ran through one of the more baller In-N-Out orders I've seen. I like that. I think that's a good way to get your call started.
Three by three so and three by two three, orders of fries?
Two orders of fries and a
and
shake.
And a chocolate shake.
Yeah, and the shake was big. 2 3-by-3s? That's insane.
I think
two fries is a lot.
I think I just did the math. I think he's at 2,700 calories for the day, and it's 1,104.
I think you need to recheck your figures. That sounds way too low. That's how we're talking. I mean, that just one of those would put you into that category.
Yeah.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Today is National Pastrami Day. Al, are you a pastrami sandwich guy?
There was a time at the station, I'm sure a lot of listeners remember
Langers.
This too, Langers, right?
Yeah.
That was Langers would give away a lot of gift certificates. They were a partner on the show for a long time.
Great.
So there were a lot of times we'd all go, you know, we'd get the number 19. It was a time, if you remember, Trav, Langers would bring in sandwiches at the station back in the day. So we'd all sit around the conference room. You got number 19s. I'm not a big pastrami guy. But Langer's, that number 19, is an iconic sandwich.
Yeah.
And impossible that you have one of those in front of you and you're not eating one. It's one of the best pastrami sandwiches I've ever had.
So you might not be the right person to ask. Maybe Emily, maybe Taylor want to get in on this. Pastrami or corned beef? Because they're kind of like cousins. They're pretty close to each other in the cured meat family, but they're very different on the palate.
Pastrami is fattier.
It can be. It's a little more pepperier. It's got a little more peppery, I should say, not pepperier. That's a terrible grammar. It's a little more peppery. It's typically a little more tender if it's cooked properly. Corned beef has a little bit more of a chew to it, and corned beef is more briny, where pastrami is more like almost smoky in a way. Which one are you getting?
Corned beef, 7 days
corned
of the week.
Corned beef, Taylor?
Yeah, Reuben sandwich. Come on.
Okay. That's the right answer, by the way. Emily?
I can't tell you that I would choose either. I think the only time I would ever have that would be on St. Patrick's Day. I would have corned beef, obviously, but that's kind of the only time I'd ever have that. That is
let me down, Em. I thought I could count on you for this.
Sorry.
Usually when we talk about this stuff, you're coming in hot. This is
no,
kind of a bummer
you.
For
no,
me.
Thanks.
Al, you don't have an opinion?
No, got to be honest. This is a Taylor, this is a wait. Just a second. The got to be honest is I'd take a number 19 over that a Reuben or one of those corned beef sandwiches. I would stay right here with this pastrami sandwich.
No. Look, pastrami sandwich is great. Don't get me wrong, but the Reuben might be the king of the sandwiches.
Number 19 is freaking. It's great. Amazing.
No. It's great, but when we're talking. The Reuben's got the Russian dressing. It's got the sauerkraut. It's got the grilled bread. Like, it's really hard to beat. It's got all those components. It's a little sweet. It's a very salty. It's crunchy. It's hot. It's melty. What else do you want in your sandwich?
I don't think you're selling me on this very much. That all sounds not good to me. Sauerkraut?
Why?
I hate sauerkraut.
Well, then you need to do better. Then you need to reevaluate your life and get in on the pickled cabbage.
Mouth.
That's the whole point, though. It's the umami, right? It's the sour, salty, sweety, bitter. You want all of those things in one bite, and then the world explodes for you. It's
you can barely taste the sauerkraut.
Yeah, well, but it needs to be there, though. Am I wrong, Taylor? It has to be there.
You know it's there, but it's not prominent.
That's exactly right. See, Taylor and I are getting – I like his cold as ice. I like his sauerkraut opinions. We're all coming together.
Why is there a robot trying to replicate human emotions?
No, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet because that is out. You know how you've been on the Boston Dynamics
thing where they have the
robots that can run you down through the woods?
Yep.
They're about 5 minutes away from slapping a skin on that thing that's going to be a person that you're not going to know the difference. Because what you're talking about, there's a news article where scientists, I don't know, evil geniuses, people trying to end the world, have developed a face that looks like a face. It's not like when you go through the Pirates of the Caribbean, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, but I know that's not a real person. This looks like a real person. It can do surprise. It can do dismay. It can do shock. It can do sadness. It can do laughter, humor. It can do emotions, Al. It's a wrap.
I've seen that person at Trader Joe's. Like, this is not a – you know how they're trying to – if you only look at the neck up, it looks like a person. Obviously, below that, it's all the gadgets and everything else with it. This person has rung me up at Ralph's 3 or 4 times in the past couple of weeks.
That's a real person. It's one of those science fiction tropes, right, where the guy rips his face off and it's revealed that it's a robot underneath. That's actually what this is. It's like real face on a robot, and it can replicate. I'm okay because they don't laugh. They don't know, like, the subtle cues. If I look at you and kind of give you a wink, Al, you know that, hey, look, I'm about to put you on a little bit here. That they know how to do that stuff now, it's a wrap. It's over.
That's not good.
All right, guys. We've been teasing this for 3 seconds.
Yeah, no comment.
We got to get into this. What the world was like the last time the Raiders won a playoff game. So okay. I just want to get into this with you guys. So it was January 19th, 2003, the last time the Raiders won a playoff game. That was when they won the AFC Championship game. And, Taylor, I want you to play what the song of the week was, the top song of that week. All right.
A little Eminem action, a little 8 Mile action. Okay.
Right? The movie, the top movie at the time, was Lord of the Rings, Two Towers.
Never saw
it. All right?
Okay.
The top TV show was CSI, followed by both nights of American Idol. So that shows you how long ago it was.
Okay.
And then some of the inventions, speaking of robots at the time, camera phones, the Minesweeper. Water purifier.
On like, your computer, the Minesweeper, that little thing with the little flags that you'd put on the bottom. Okay.
Yeah. Apple launched iTunes. So that was that year.
Well, I was just going to say that but when you were talking about all these things, I'm like, you're kind of burying the lead. The iPhone hadn't been invented yet.
Right.
The iPhone is still 5 years away. The last time the Raiders won a playoff game, the iPhone was 5 years away from being introduced. Like, do you even remember what the world was like before that thing?
I don't.
Yeah, I do. Because we were hitting on this with the BlackBerry and the Razor phone and a couple of these others. So, yeah, I mean, it changed everything. It completely changed everything. I mean, I don't know how we operated before then. So all this was before the Raiders won a playoff game? Or is the same time they
won a
playoff
game? This is the last time. This happened the last time the Raiders won.
So the Raiders haven't won a playoff game since, you said, 2003?
2003.
Okay. The 2002 season in the year 2003.
Right, and then they played 2003. Okay, right. And then how about the Bengals?
All right, so the Bengals have not won a playoff game since January 6th, 1991. Taylor, can you play that song? Mm. Justify My Love by Madonna was the top song at the time. Home Alone was the top movie at the time.
Gosh.
Roseanne and Murphy Brown were the top TV shows.
Wow.
And that year, the first website came out. You could not send a text message. So any Bengals fan has never said, oh, hey, we just won the playoff game. You can never, you have not been able to send a text message.
Who dat? Or who day? Are they who day or who dat? They, by the way, we can't have two things. The Saints and the Bengals, and I forget who's which one's which. One of them's who dat.
Who dat.
And one of them's who
I think
day.
Who dat is New Orleans.
Okay, so then the Cincinnati Bengals are who day. Can you guys come up with things that are a little less similar? I don't
what
like that.
The hell? It's been that long since both franchises have won a playoff game?
Long-suffering franchises, for sure.
I couldn't buy beer.
Gosh.
I couldn't go into a store and buy a bottle of beer. It wasn't an option. I was brand new in college at that point.
I wasn't born.
I've been in college for 30 years. That's
I think
a problem.
I think at that time I thought Eldon was going to be the next Kareem.
I knew we'd 91? Get back to it eventually.
91, right? 91
was going to be a part of this.
I was saying, Eldon Campbell and Vlade Divac was basically the equivalent of Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem. Like, this is the next duo.
All right, so there are more than just Alan Sliwa who doesn't want to have fun at an NBA game. Apparently, he's got brothers in arms in this. We'll explain next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Speaking of the Rams, Al, congratulations to Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald, both of them All-Pro for the 2021 season. Cooper Kupp, unanimous All-Pro, so congratulations to him. Just you got two All-Pros on your team. You got a pretty good team, and the Rams have had a great season. 12-5 is a great record. Division champion. Why does it feel like it's just like you're just holding your breath going into Monday Night Football? It's such a weird deal.
Well, I think part of that has to do with just the NFL. The NFL is any team can win any week, and the Rams are a good example of that. They've gone through a great stretch during the season, and then they've gone through times where you're kind of like, what the hell is going on here? The wheel's about to fall off. And then they close out the year with that loss against the San Francisco 49ers, how they lost that game. So I think it's very, very fair for Rams fans to feel a certain way. You know, I don't think there would be – listen – would we be shocked they lost on Monday? Yes, we would because of how they put
together. I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be bummed, but I wouldn't be shocked.
And the reason why I say it, not just necessarily of the game, but it's how you put the roster together, what you did to go out and get Matt Stafford, the expectations coming into the season. But you're right, maybe shocked isn't the right word because Arizona's already come to SoFi and won a game, so it shouldn't be a shock or a surprise.
All right, very quickly on the – before we go to Foreigner and Cold as Ice in the NBA having no sense of humor, Randy Frenchman says the corned beef pastrami conundrum, it depends on the application. Pastrami exists exclusively in a pastrami sandwich, which is a great sandwich, but – corned beef can be a Reuben, which is fantastic, but also many other things. So put that down in the corned beef column. It's a vote there because of the versatility, which is a – but here you go. You can put pastrami on the top of a hamburger, Al. We're talking about this, like a pastrami burger. Is anybody ever not like that? You get a hamburger and a pastrami sandwich at the same time. It's fantastic.
Might as well just throw some bacon on there as well. And
sure.
Whatever else you want on there.
Yeah. I like your style. I respect it. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com. So we talked about it yesterday when Russ was missing shots against the Kings. Mm-hmm. The Kings in-house musician, DJ, who's ever in charge of these things, would hit that little Foreigner drop. Taylor, do we have the sound for that? Can we listen to it real quick? right? So he'd miss, they'd play it. The NBA said, no. No more of that.
What did they officially – did they just basically say that, hey, what are you guys doing? You can't do this during a game? I mean, is it as simple as that?
Yeah. They
are you surprised?
Yeah, because the NBA does – like had the NFL done that,
surprised.
Al? I wouldn't be surprised. The NFL is suits and ties and button up, and we take ourselves very seriously.
No fun league.
Yeah, you're right, Emily, it is. The NFL, no fun league, right? The NBA is a little bit more player-friendly. The NBA is a little bit more progressive.
But that's why I don't think they're doing it. It's because they are player-friendly. It's such like a –
They have to protect Russell Westbrook's feelings? That's their job?
No, I think it's a just – all of a sudden, all NBA teams are going to go try to find ways to, you know, make another player look stupid or make another fan base look down. Like, I don't think it's a good.
Why is the fan base doesn't feel, I mean, I don't feel any different about the Lakers because the Kings were doing something juvenile. Or I mean, it was funny. It's very minor league sports, right? It feels
that part
very
is true.
Minor league to me. Yeah. For instance, I think a perfect example of this is. The Lakers would never do that. The Dodgers would never
that's
do that.
That's why that's the angle I was going to throw your way.
But that's because of their style, right? That's because of their tradition. That's because of their resume. Because the Kings, what are they supposed to do? Pretend they're the New York Yankees? Pretend they're the Boston? They're the Kings. They got nothing to hang their hat on. Let's goof around a little bit. Let's put a fun game time experience. Is it silly? Yes. Is it kind of funny? Yeah.
So there are certain things that happen during in-game that there's some franchises are very creative, whatever it is. Maybe it's, okay, shoot and a half court shot. We do it every game. We're giving away somebody free tuition, whatever it is that they come up with. There's these cams like these dance-offs, blah, blah, blah. I think what the NBA is trying to say is do we really kind of want to open up this can of worms where – now another franchise is going to try to upend another franchise disrespectful. I think that's exactly what they're saying.
Lighten up. It's not that
it's
big.
It's more fun.
It is. It's a Foreigner song. It's not they didn't call him a name. They said he missed a bunch of shots. What's the big deal?
I'm telling you that's probably 100% the reason why they don't want to do it. They don't want then the next game, Atlanta, to try to find, okay, you know what? Let's make this guy look stupid. That's the truth.
They're not making him look stupid.
They made Westbrook look stupid.
Westbrook, they didn't.
Of course they did.
Lighten up, man. No, they didn't. He had a terrible night. They're saying he had a terrible night. What's the big deal?
Trav, I get what you're saying. The NBA is not going to do it. Like, I'm surprised that you're surprised about this.
I'm not surprised by it. But my point is, they shouldn't do it. I'm not surprised by it. I'm not surprised that somebody had a tight ass and acted like one. I'm surprised that
surprised
is the wrong word. Yeah. It's disappointing to me that the Kings came up with something that, while juvenile, kind of funny, different. It's not something we've heard before. It is creative. And that they came in and just took something off their plate that was unique to them, I think it's kind of silly. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
It would be like team like.
Do you care?
The NBA
are you
banning...
offended by it, Al? Like, you seem angry by the whole idea. You seem like you've been wounded personally.
No, I think
that they played a Foreigner song.
I think there's a way to do it. I think one way, you use the NFL as an example.
Yeah.
The NFL, when you're celebrating in the end zone off of what your team just did, mm-hmm. I think is a – I hate to take that away from the game. Like, I genuinely enjoy the creativity of that team getting together and celebrating together. What they were not doing was, hey, that guy missed a catch. Let's make him, as best as we can, 35 times throw up X amount of things and make that individual look like an idiot. They weren't doing that.
What about when a player fouls out, though?
Yeah, I don't understand the difference. I don't understand any of it.
There is a difference. The difference is you have a team celebrating together their team versus celebrating against somebody else on the opposing team. There is a difference.
It's also like if you banned mascots from throwing shade or doing anything funny to other teams, like that's something that they do on social all the time, something they do during the game all the time. Like I think that it adds to the experience. I think that it's a good
It's
thing.
Minor league.
I'm with you on that. That's why I said it 5 minutes ago. It is minor league.
It is.
I'm with you on that. But so what? The Kings are kind of a minor.
If the Lakers did something like that, I'd be like, Lakers, what are you doing?
They never would. But there's out. One size doesn't fit all, right? Mm-hmm. Let the Kings don't have to do what the Lakers do. The Lakers don't have to do what the Kings do. Why can't the Kings' identity be, hey, listen, we kind of suck. We're not going anywhere.
That's even more pathetic.
We got nothing to do.
That's their identity.
They're not going to win. You can find it pathetic. I'm not trying to talk you off that point. What I'm saying is, if they're happy with it, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? If that's how they want to roll, and like Emily said a minute ago, if Emily is in Sacramento, Emily, I don't know if you said it on the air or off the air, that it would make you more interested in attending a game if there was kind of a fun element to the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, like if you get caught on camera or if you can get all these like things that'll go viral on the internet, stuff like that is interesting to you when you're not going to go because the Kings suck, so you're not going to go to watch, you know, Buddy Hield.
Yeah, but that's what you're
off.
Banking on. You're banking on your franchise. That's
then maybe the franchise
should get
better players.
The other alternative is Marvin Bagley.
Well, of course they should. Of course, and the front office should run them. They haven't – we were just talking about this. They haven't made
the
playoffs in X amount of years.
Let's try a phone call here. Let's go to – which one of these do you want to do, Slay? Are you looking at the screen? I'm gonna leave it up to you. You can pick
awesome.
One of these.
Because I want to take both of them. I want to take both of them.
All right, let's go to L.A. and Stu. Stuart, you are on with Travis Slay. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Travis? Man, I want to call you and tell you I agree with you about the NBA being petty because it's no difference from when a guy fouls out and the NBA play – I mean, the team plays hit the road jack. It's kind of like the same thing. So that's all I
but
want
the,
to say.
The hit the road jack, appreciate you calling in, is – the guy fouled out. They're playing the same song every time. He's no longer in the game. That's it. What I've never seen before, and I don't think you've ever seen before, we were talking about this yesterday, I had never seen that before in the league.
I've never seen the
other franchise or the opposing team highlighting another person's struggles.
Well, they isolated it to one guy, I think, is where you are, right?
What about like with Giannis's free throws? They do that for Giannis's free throws.
Yeah, but they just count. They're just counting. That's the fan base. You can't stop the fan base from counting.
But you're trying to get your fan base into it.
I see a difference in that.
Let's try another one. Let's go to Gardena, our man Manuel. What's up, Manuel?
Hey, man, I would have never took the Slee stack for a thin, thin win here.
This is
Come
awesome.
Come on, Slee. Are you
Manuel,
kidding
me? Manuel, are the Lakers going to do that?
That's not the question. This is small league stuff. That's not the point.
It's all about entertainment. That was entertaining as hell. And even Russ coming back at them talking smack. I'm all about that. I want to hear them talking smack. Hey, I want to hear every song, like any kind of DJ song. If you got some fire for it, or like some player, do it, man. It's entertainment, Alan. Remember, they can't match up to the 17 banners, baby.
Right.
So here's the thing, Manuel, this is great, and this is actually a better topic than I thought. I'm not saying that it's not entertaining. What I'm telling you is that a league is not going to hang on that. They're not going to say, this is how we're going to entertain people. Let's disrespect the hell out of players.
They're not mandating that all 30 teams start doing this. What I'm just don't get
But
is,
if you open up the can, other teams are going to say, hey, awesome, we can get away with that, then we're going to go do this.
Then wait for that to happen. This is not something that is going to be the collapse of the NBA. No one is saying the Lakers have to do it. No one's arguing that, Al. You're saying the Lakers.
Am I saying it's a collapse to the NBA? I'm not saying
no,
it's
but
a
you're saying
the
that
NBA.
It's the slippery slope, right? Them playing your cold as ice is both juvenile, minor league, funny, creative, and a way for fans to kind of enjoy a game when, quite honestly, there's not a lot of things to enjoy at a Kings game. So why are you taking that off their plate?
Let me give some advice to a front office at an organization. Go win games and make it more entertaining for your fan base.
Win your games. Sometimes when you have a bad team for 30 years, you're going to have to find other ways to get people excited.
I'm telling you, you wouldn't be down for it to see the Dodgers or the Lakers do it.
They never would, Al. That's not the point. I'm not suggesting that they do.
If your own fan base, if you don't want your own fan base to do it, then why is it okay for another fan base?
Al, you can hang whatever you want in your house. It doesn't mean I have to hang it in my house. Okay, if you like a certain type of art, I'm not saying it. I don't like that. Get it out of your house.
But when you say that you don't want, like, when you say the Dodgers and the Lakers wouldn't do it,
right?
Are you saying they would look down on something like that?
Yeah.
Right. Like, no, no.
Sure.
We're this is.
It's not how we roll.
we're
it's
above this.
We
don't do this.
I'm with
you. But that's my point, is that if you don't want your fan base to do it.
But you're arguing something totally different. I'm arguing that if you like it, Kings, cool. It doesn't mean I have to like it, but I'm just because Adam Silver doesn't like it doesn't mean that we have to kill it. Just because Jeannie Buss and the Lakers or the Celtics or, you know, any of these other blue blood NBA teams wouldn't like it, that's fine. I'm not saying you have to do it, but why do we have to ruin it? Let's keep the phone calls going. 877.
Stop going to pro games. I want you to start going to minor league hockey games.
Again, why do we got to do one thing? Why can't we have a lot of different things? There's not just vanilla ice cream. 31 flavors. It's there for a reason. Al wants one flavor. Vanilla.
I love how the argument is, do you want to demolish players during games and make them look like
idiots? It's not demolish players.
He got demolished yesterday.
Well, I'll take your line. He did, because he was bad. The Kings were having fun with it. Everybody needs to lighten up. 877-710-ESPN if you want in on that. Plus, Factor Cap is coming up next. Do you look at your phone during a wedding? That's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710-ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, guys. I got one right off the bat for you guys. Alan Sliwa is no fun. Factor Cap. Travis, you go first.
That's fact. There is nobody that's got to go after that. I'll say it right at the gate.
Come on. Let's just have some fun with some NBA. That's all we came for. Okay. So, up first, you're allowed to check the score of a game at a wedding. Alan, this is Factor Cap.
Okay. So, not only are you allowed to check the score, I'd go a little further. With the game on ESPN, okay, cool. I don't have to have the volume on, but the game is going to be on. And I could even put my phone down so it faces down, and then every once in a while kind of turn it over, take a quick look. All right, what do we got here? 17-14, third quarter, 6 minutes left to go. Sounds good. Put the phone back down and continue with the festivities. This isn't just can you check the score. People are on their phone. I don't care where you are. People are always on their phone. I go a step further. Put the damn game on, and let's take a quick look here every once in a while.
Al's going to have his wedding at Buffalo Wild Wings, where they're just TVs on every pew. I'm with you. I think it's a fact, too. We live in a world where we all have our phone, and we all look at it nonstop. We're not quite there, but we're really close to where, Al, you and I could go to lunch – and we could talk to each other during the lunch, and we could both be staring at our phones all the time. It's not rude. We're doing two. We've developed this thing where we can do two things at once. There are times and places where I need your full attention, and I'm going to tell you, hey, I need your full attention. But if you schedule your wedding on a wild card weekend or Super Bowl or the Masters, that's on you for doing that. You need to check the calendar, because men are going to come to your wedding. Women who love sports are going to come to your wedding.
I love,
and
how
they're
going to
want
to
see
fault.
Things.
I love, that's great.
It is.
Yeah, that's great.
Find a day in the summer when it's the middle of the baseball season and nothing else is going on. That's why June weddings are good, right? Everybody wants to be a June bride because it's only baseball. It's science. It's what it is.
Exactly. All right, up next, this is one I definitely don't do because I'm too busy for this. But you keep a clean car. Travis, this is Factor Cap.
Oh, I hate this one. It's Cap, but I wish it were fact. There's nothing I like more than going through the car wash, right? When that car comes out and they wipe down the windows and it's clean as a whistle, it's vacuumed, the windows are clean, there's not little dust and little pieces of stuff all over the seats and in the cup holder. It is glorious. And I tell myself every single time, you know what, Trav? This is the time. Keep it clean. Don't bring any food into that car. Make the kids knock their shoes out before they get in. Don't throw the golf clubs in the back seat so there's mud and grass and all these things everywhere. Make sure that you, and then about a half an hour goes by and there's a bag in and out on the front seat. I love a front car, a clean car. I just can't keep it clean. So it, unfortunately for me, it's Cap. My car is usually not great.
I'm a clean car guy. Definitely try to keep the car clean. Kind of make sure, too, there isn't too much around. The back seat doesn't have all the stuff in it. The trunk doesn't, you know, all of a sudden become a storage room or an extra closet. But here's the reality. That stuff, you go in like waves. There's times where it's remarkably
it's
clean.
So true.
Like right now, Rookie and I decided after our prep call, let's go get a cup of coffee, put him in the car, and we go drive around for a little bit. The dude's hair is everywhere. I mean, just everywhere.
Do you have cloth seats in your car or leather?
Leather.
Okay, so a little easier to get it off then, right? Just a
little
tad?
Little easier, but, you know, there's hair everywhere. And then randomly on the windows, it's, bro,
Slobber.
You don't have to put your nose on the window. Why is your nose on the window? You know, so there's a little slobber everywhere. So I love a clean car. This weekend is a great example. Now would be a perfect time to go get the car cleaned. You try to keep it going. Sometimes I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with kids. It's like you just can't do it.
I will say this. My Chevy Silverado is clean
now, of course it
as
is.
A whistle.
Yeah, that's,
clean
that's
as a whistle.
Question about that.
Looking good.
I'm that friend that when they come in and take a ride in my car, I'm like, oh, wait, just move
apologize.
Everything to the back. Yeah. No, it's just move everything to the back. And, like, all the passenger seat is just full of old wrappers and all that gross stuff. So
it's
I won't
oddly
be giving
embarrassing,
anyone a new ride.
Right? It's oddly embarrassing, like,
okay.
When somebody comes to your car and there's a bunch
Emily.
Of crap all
yeah.
over it.
Emily,
I'm embarrassed by that.
I have a great solution for you, okay?
Yes.
When you go get gas and it's going to take, you know, a few minutes to pump the gas or whatever – that's your quick little moment of, all right, let me just tidy up a little
bit.
Let me throw away a little bit of trash. Let me, what's over here on the passenger seat? And if you just do that when you just go get gas, you'd be surprised. Like the
car
will be.
Why are there six bottles of Aquafina in my back seat?
I do that sometimes, but then also sometimes I'm going to the gas station to get something. So, you know, I got to budget my time. All right, up next, you don't like going to a new grocery store. Alan, is this Factor Cap?
Oh, Cap. You kidding me? It's like an amusement park. I get into a new grocery store. I don't know what the hell's going on. I see a line anywhere. I'm like, well, something's good in here. Let's wait. There's a grocery store. It is incredibly overpriced. Like, you're kind of like, what the hell are you doing? How does somebody come out of this place without taking out a loan? You ever heard of, Trav, you ever heard of Erwan, is it called? Is that what it's called?
I have not, no.
Okay.
Erwan, yeah. So, yeah,
Erwan.
So expensive.
Okay, there's one in Silver Lake area. And it's like, first of all, the quality of food is awesome. And I love, like, you know, this is kind of one of the unique thing with grocery stores over the years is they're preparing food there. You can go get, there's wood fire pizza.
Yeah,
there's
good
this,
hot food.
Like, there's, you know, like you've
so
said.
So is this like a step up from, like, Whole Foods and Gelson's?
Yeah.
Is it even
yep.
beyond that?
Yep, it's a step
oh, wow.
up above that.
Okay.
So it's awesome.
Baller.
Awesome food.
You're rolling
awesome
heavy,
food. No, I go there once every 8 months. I go there for my birthday, basically. That's my birthday present. Trav, but it's got awesome quality food, all that stuff. I'm down to go look at a new grocery store, and then you kind of determine there. Is this in the rotation, or is it not, or am I going back to my go-tos?
Okay. It's fact for me. My buddy Brian Beckner has a great line, and he says if he ever runs for office, his very first presidential decree – will be to standardize every grocery store in the world. So the milk is in the same place with every grocery store. The meat is in the same place. The cans are in the same place. Cleaning, like, because once you know your grocery store, it's kind of like having your spot, right? Like, I can go in and out of my local grocery store in 5 minutes. I know exactly where everything is. I know, boom, 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 done. You take me down the street to the other one, and I feel like I'm speaking a foreign language. Like, what do you mean the coffee isn't on this aisle? It's always on the third to last aisle before the end. And now it's on the other side of the store? What do you mean? This doesn't make any sense. Let's standardize every grocery store. Produce is on the right. Dairy's on the left. Fresh meats and fishes are in the back. Cans are to the left. Coffee's one. Like, let's just make it a normal thing. Like, rules of the road, right? We all know what you can and can't do on the rules or on the road. It's the same in California that it is in Arizona, that it is in Oklahoma, that it is in Maine. Grocery stores should be the same thing. So I'm voting for Brian Beckner on that platform alone.
I will go back to this. If it's a brand new grocery store, let's give it a shot. If not, hey, I'll keep coming to Sprouts. Sprouts is my place. Go to Sprouts on I'll go to Costco, wherever you got to go. Get your stuff and get the hell
out
of there.
Even the Costcos are different. Like, you go, there's, I don't know why, but in the city I live in, there are three Costcos within 10 minutes of my house. And I have no explanation for such a thing, but there are. They're all entirely different. We can't even standardize a Costco. So it bothers me far more than it should. Okay, if you are on hold, stay there, because we have a little bit of a debate going on whether or not it's okay for the Kings to troll Russell Westbrook and whether or not the NBA should be involved. And, well, people feel very strongly about this. That's next. It's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I think Taylor, when he's done today, is going to apply for a job with the Sacramento Kings, his dream team. He's got the music background. He'd be ready to step right in. Whenever the NBA lifts its mandate, Al, Taylor's going to slide right in there.
Yeah, the only good thing is I missed this song. It was such a one-hit wonder. I haven't heard it in a while. It's kind of good to hear it again.
It's fantastic. So Step Brothers, we both like Step Brothers a lot, right?
Yep.
The movie. It's kind of one of those scenes that slides in the background, but when Adam Scott's character does Ice Ice Baby at the school talent show is just next level. It's fantastic. And then the two parents are sitting there, it's a really good song. Just absolutely perfect. That movie is absolutely amazing. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support vets with its annual Keys to Progress giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping vets in need. Learn more at Keys to Progress. All right, so very quickly, we talked about it. Was it yesterday, Al, or 2 days ago? It was yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
So yesterday – oh, that's right. This is the day after the Lakers lost to the Kings. Russ had a really bad night shooting the ball, and the Kings, after each of his misses, would play "You're as Cold as Ice" from Foreigner. Well, and you said at the time, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Well, you're right, because the NBA came in and said, nah, we're not going to do that. I want to be clear here, because I'm not suggesting that every team should do it. I think it would be really a bad look if the Lakers did it. But the Kings are already a bad look. They're not going to win a bunch of games, so why not make an in-game experience fun for them? If the Kings want to do it and they want to be goofy and juvenile in minor league, I don't have a problem with it. It's cool. It's fine with me. Al, you don't like it. You think that the NBA got it right?
Listen, it's not just like, did the NBA get it right? I guess for me, I'm not surprised by it. I think it's a bad look if all of a sudden you have every team targeting a specific player. Listen, has Russ had a bad season? Of course he has. Come on. I mean, I was saying this yesterday. He shot 8 of 40 in his last three games. He's shooting 20%. I look at this. Do you think the NBA, when they make the decision, like you guys were saying, oh, well, it's like the NFL, the no fun league. Mm-hmm. The NBA, let me tell you something that drives the NBA in every one of these franchises. What's good for business? That's what they always look at, right? If something's good for business, they're more times than not going to say, okay, does it affect kind of our standard? Does it affect And I think in most cases, business usually wins over.
Sure.
Do you think they said to this that, hey, this is not good for business?
I don't. I don't know how it would be bad for business. Because, for instance...
As in, like, it's a bad look for the league? Or
it might be a bad look for the Kings. I don't think it reflects on the league at all. Mm-hmm. I think what it does is it gives... Look, the Kings are bad, right? The Kings are going nowhere. They're going to get another high pick. They're going to blow it. And they're going to be exactly where they always are. So why not at least have some sort of in-game stuff, as goofy as that may be, that maybe gets somebody to come and enjoy themselves a night at whatever Arco Arena is called now. I see absolutely no – I don't think Russell Westbrook was humiliated by this. He had a terrible night, and they were teasing him.
And he trolled right back.
Yeah.
It's a league of trolling.
It's a big deal. It's teasing. Okay.
It's why everyone loves the NBA.
At least if you guys agree with this – you think it's a bad look for the Kings or no?
No.
No.
I think it's not at all. Perfectly on brand for the Kings.
But that's the point. And maybe that's because you're isolating just the Sacramento Kings. What you're not saying is, hey, if the Boston Celtics did this, would that be a bad
look?
Al.
Okay,
but
they never would.
The Hawks would. I think the Hawks might.
They might.
Okay. Let me go back to what I'm saying here. There are certain franchises you already have a certain perception of. Correct?
Sure.
So there's the Kings you already have a perception of, and maybe that's what kind of comes into this is, hey, Kings aren't going anywhere. They're a pathetic franchise. They haven't won in a long time. And their fan base has...
What if the Suns did it? Because
the
Suns,
and their fan base has nothing to cheer for,
yeah.
Which is why you're justifying it.
But it's not even that. It's if the Suns did it, who are good, who do have something to play for, who do have a little bit of a pedigree over the years. If they did it, I don't care. It doesn't affect me at all.
It doesn't have to affect.
That's right. It doesn't have to affect you. And everybody's going to look at something a certain way. Is it my style? No. Do I think it was a good move? No. But it doesn't matter what I think. I thought you are targeting one individual, one player. We sit here today. I'm not surprised at all that the NBA said, hey, this isn't a good look for the league, or we don't want one of our teams doing this, and they say, no, we don't want it. I'm not surprised at all.
Let's try a phone call here. Let's go to Whittier and Bella. Bella, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Bella?
I'm totally with Slee on this one. Adam Silver got it right. I mean, especially dealing with mental health right now with the players and whatnot. You know, Westbrook had the worst night of his, you know, career with the Lakers. And frankly, I'm really surprised at you, Travis. I would think you would side with Slee on this one.
No, I don't. I think it's harmless.
Bella, we might be on our
own.
We might be on our own on this one.
I really do. I don't think that Russell Westbrook's mental health was put in jeopardy by playing Foreigner a couple of times. I really don't. If it was, I apologize because I don't want anybody to struggle with mental health. I know what that's like. I'm very familiar with the struggles of that. I really don't think that's what this is.
And you're not. And I want to make sure too. I'm not even looking at it from that type of perspective.
No,
I'm not.
It's teasing.
Let's use Russ as an example. There's a good article actually today in The Athletic. Sam Amick wrote this article and. It just talks about kind of Russell Westbrook and since he came to the Lakers and now all of a sudden, you know, if he's been in trade conversations, it's four teams in 4 years.
What about his mental health, though? Is that okay for him? The people are talking about trading him. You talk about a slippery slope. It's just so silly.
But that's the point that I'm trying to make. The point that I'm trying to make is that Russ, of all people, after every single Lakers game, I'm guilty of it. I mean, I came out yesterday and saying, don't put this dude in at the end of games if he's having struggles like this. Don't put it. Russ's game has hurt him enough more than the Sacramento Kings saying, hey, he went 2-for-14. So I'm not arguing that.
No, I know you're not. I know that wasn't your lane. Let's try another one here. Downey, Jason. Jason, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Jay?
First and foremost, 3x3. Animal style, whole raw onions,
ooh,
chopped chilies, extra mustard, and here's the kicker, a large Neapolitan shake to wash it all down because the shake sizes are a little bit different.
Okay, I have a quick, before you get to the other thing, I have a follow-up on that. You go raw onion and animal style because the animal style is bringing the grilled onions already. You want double onion like that? Is that not overtake it? Because I'm intrigued. I'm not going to lie. You have my attention.
So kind of, and I kind of don't. So sometimes I'll just tell them just to swap it because I do want the extra sauce and then the the pickles and all that.
Yeah.
So I'll just, but I just love onions, and I go whole, my whole raw onion. So thankfully, I locked up my wife, so she stuck with that forever.
Yeah, you got to do that first. Yep, the marriage comes after. That's smart. That's somebody well that done, you know is Jay. Very strategic, very strategic. That's all right, what's your take on this topic?
Never did I think I would say these words, Big Al. You're a diva, man. Come on, you know that saying, act like you've been there before. This is the Sacramento Kings, do the Sacramento Queens. The last time they were almost there, you probably had hair. If they want to troll to get people to their games, you know, because they got to make money,
listen, what another – I think this is where I'm going to fall more in the line of what you're saying, Trav. Yeah. What another squad does, that's up to them. The main point for me is that's not my style.
That's not what I
would do.
Sure.
And if you guys – when I say that, I'm not surprised at the NBA, this is what they're doing. I am not surprised by it.
I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed if
the Lakers did something like this, I'd be like, what are you guys doing?
They never would.
This is a clown act. Why would you guys do something like that?
That is a totally different conversation.
Okay, well.
That is, you are the Lakers. What are you doing? That's a different thing. They never would. I mean, this it's apples to sledgehammers. It's not even apples to oranges. It's their totally different environment.
And it's your preference. Like when I say it's not my style, that's not my style. I'm also not one that is running my mouth to somebody if I go play some basketball or something. People have their own style. You could do your own thing. You know, one of the things Michael Thompson always says he hates about today's NBA, that there isn't more Draymond Green talking about Bron or Bron talking about Draymond. Those days just, it's almost more from like a strategic perspective that organizations don't want to see that. You're right, from a fan perspective, from a media perspective, it's great for radio. It's great for our conversations. It's great from a media perspective. It adds to all the storylines, but it doesn't mean it's my style.
I like that the guy doubled up on onions post-marriage. Well done, Jason. That is a man who's thinking a few steps ahead. He's playing chess. The rest of us are playing checkers. All right. Continue with the Lakers, Al. They tried to make some moves, apparently. They were trying to get in on that Cam Reddish deal, too. And where does it leave them? Like, what can they get done? We got a little bit more than a month away, or a little bit less, I should say, a month away from the NBA trade deadline. So what can the Lakers get done? It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.